After a decade of civil strife that cost more than 100,000 lives, the war-weary Liberians carry Nigerian soldiers on their shoulders through the streets of Monrovia.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The troops are the first installment of a planned force of some 9,000 being assembled by that unexpected power center, ECOWAS, the West African Economic Association. And where is superpower America, the godfather of the country named for the liberated slaves who founded it? America, whose president promised help for Liberia on his trip to Africa, has 2,300 Marines aboard three naval vessels waiting offshore, waiting for when President Charles Taylor is gone and it's safe to come ashore. For the moment, American aid is limited to a handful of communications and logistics experts. It's reported that Secretary of State Colin Powell, who spent his first day at the State Department 2.5 years ago getting briefed on Africa, wanted the United States to assume a higher profile in Liberia. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that American forces are already stretched thin in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots. And so, in a conference call yesterday from Crawford, Texas, with the State and Defense Departments, President Bush authorized the sending of a small group of experts and, for the time being, no more. Ambassador John Blaney, shuttling back and forth between government and rebels in a limousine flying an outsized American flag, listens to appeals for greater American involvement, but is not in a position to answer them. Furthermore, the administration is unsure whether a commitment of troops would require congressional approval. Senator John Warner, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, has expressed concern about the lack of consultation and has been reportedly assured that no decision has been made on sending combat troops. In the military, there are deep memories of the Black Hawk Down debacle in Somalia in 1993. The Liberians may be war-weary, but the administration is quagmire wary. This is Daniel Shore.